He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the May 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've got some green on the screen here this morning. Now, I don't know how long it's going to last, but it is green right now. We have lost a little bit from the initial highs this morning, but we're up. The Dow is up 42 points right now. That works out to about 0.25%. The Dow is at 18,110. The S&P 500 is up 7.5 points today. It's up 0.36. The S&P is at 2,106 right now. We have the NASDAQ, strongest of all. It's been under a little pressure here recently, but it's having a nice day. It's up 0.57%. That works out to 28 points. The NASDAQ is at 5,004. Crude oil. Hey, those oil stocks, and I've been adding along the way some oil stocks, some energy patch stocks, some energy ETFs. The crude oil is at $61.50. Well, we haven't seen that level for a while. Gold is at $12.10. It's up 1.5% today. You know, the dollar's falling back. That's helping the market. And we're also seeing interest rates fall back a little bit, down about 7 basis points today. That's been a real bugaboo in the market here recently. Rising rates, rising interest rates. How high can they rise? The 10-year is at 2.23% right now, but coming back a little bit. And the market, I think, wants to see that. And the market likes the weaker dollar that it's seeing today. So does gold. So do commodities like oil. The euro, rising lately, 1.1338. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Hey, you listeners up in Seattle, KKOL, you can thank me for sending the Padres up there. Somebody, you finally found somebody you can beat up on. I think the Seattle's won 4 in a row. Our Padres have given up more home runs. Here we bought all these players, all these hitters. Matt Kemp, who's got one home run so far this year. He's batting .265. Matt, if you're in Seattle listening to KKOL, what's up, pal? I mean, you know, one home run, .261. Maybe the Dodgers knew something. Kemp is better than that. So we get all these hitters, and our pitching falls apart. You know, that's just, we're used to that kind of stuff here in San Diego. But we're starting to wonder if it's not our manager, who's been with us now for 7 or 8 years and has yet to produce a winning record. Bottom line results, right? Don't I talk about that all the time? Speaking of dollar or bottom line results, the dollar has been in a downtrend for the last 2 months. That's actually good for the market. Remember, that was one of the temporary factors that brought the first quarter of 2015, the earnings growth, to a screeching halt. But the dollar has been in a downtrend for the last 2 months. And it's now just marginally higher for the year. It seems like the dollar has settled down. In my book, that bodes well for the future of this bull market, which is 6 years and 7 weeks old. They can't make the excuse, well, we're being hurt by a strong dollar. And this should help some of the multinationals, which helped crimp earnings here in the first quarter of 2015. The week's retail sales report that we had this week also is putting the dollar down a little bit. Let's just look at a chart of the U.S. dollar. See, you carry these dollars around in your pocket. You don't realize that they're fluctuating too in value. You go walk in the door of your home every day and leave in the morning, and it fluctuated during the night. It fluctuated during the day while you were at work. It fluctuates with interest rates. It fluctuates with supply and demand. It fluctuates with all kinds of things. How much your neighbor's house sold for, or the house down the block, that impacted your value, because that will be taken into account when they do valuations, assessments, etc. So everything's fluctuating, including the dollars in your pocket, if you have any. Sometimes I look in there and I go, where'd they all go? The dollar's been falling down here recently. That's good for the market. Oil prices have been rising also. Well, that was another excuse that was used for this soft first quarter. Look at all these energy stocks that got hit so hard on their earnings. Well, you know what? Oil continues to rise. It got as low as $42 per barrel. Now we're closing in on $62 per barrel. That's quite a rise. That's about a 40% rise off of the low. Has anybody told you that lately? Well, I just did. The treasuries also. We're seeing a little bit of backing off here. There's been a bloodbath in the bond market, the global bond market, probably emanating out of Germany, where the headwaters of this whole thing was, eventually spreading to the U.S. But now we're seeing a slight easing in interest rates, not a lot. The retail sales report also helped bring interest rates in a little bit. Here's one that excites me a little bit, because I continue to push money overseas away from a fully valued U.S. market for now, although I anticipate I'm not selling all my U.S. stocks. I still own about 75%, 70% U.S., but they better be undervalued, because there's a lot of fully valued stocks in the U.S., including the S&P 500 index. But there are individual stocks within the S&P index that still look attractive to me. Maybe I'll have a few for you today if you're nice to me. The Eurozone. I like the Eurozone. Why? There's quantitative easing taking place. And you saw what our market did with that extra nitrogen in the gas tank. That really gave us that boost, didn't it? And now the nitrogen in the tank is in Europe. And in China, Eurozone GDP picks up in Q1. For the first time since the first half of 2010, all four of the Eurozone's largest economies, what are the largest economies in the Eurozone? Germany, France, Italy, and Spain. For the first time since the first half of 2010, they all recorded growth. Hey, that's good. The Eurozone economy expanded by 0.4%. What was ours? Ours was 0.2%. No wonder I continue to move money overseas. Those economies are growing faster now, officially, especially in Europe, which has been lagging the U.S. for a long while. Over the last several years, I've had zero exposure to the foreign, emerging, the developed international markets other than India, which I held for a year. I made a handsome profit in India, and I sold India. But if you look at my newsletter, if you look at my ETF portfolio, if you look at my mutual fund portfolio, and if you look at my individual stock portfolios, you're going to see a lot of foreign names showing up in those portfolios. Why? Because the S&P 500 still represents a fully valued market for now. There's no more QE going around. They shipped the printing press overseas. It's now in Belgium, working day and night, printing euros. And in China, they continue to cut interest rates. They're at 6.5, 6.25, long ways to go still to get to where we are, at 0.25% on that Fed rate. I'm finding a lot of nice bargains overseas. And let's see, China released a flurry of data that broadly missed estimates, indicating that they're probably going to continue to cut interest rates. Well, there's a lot of good reasons to look overseas for values. And if you read my newsletter from the last couple of weeks, and if you haven't gotten it, or if you've never heard of it, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com, and you can sample it for 4 weeks for yourself. Last week was a real primer on buying foreign stocks. Yes. On Monday, or last Friday, I believe I compared two $240 billion companies. One in the U.S., well-known company by the name of J.P. Morgan, and one in China, one that you may have never heard of. It's the same size as JP Morgan. It's growing three times as fast, and it has a lower PE and the same dividend yield. If you missed last week's newsletter, I would urge you to go to my website at pwstreet.com. I'm the guy that's been saying to stay in this market for the last 6 years now. And I'm also the guy that at some point will say, just like I said about the bond market, get out of the bond market. There will be a time when I say to get out of the stock market. But now is not that time yet. Now when we come back, let's see if we can go bargain hunting, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got to find bargains in the U.S. market. I continue to say that the S&P 500, my target price for this year, 2015, is about 2100. Let's see, where's the S&P right now? 2105, that's a conundrum. I don't see where we're going to make much money in the index this year. That's why we have to go into the index, not necessarily just the S&P 500. There's other indexes. There's the S&P 400, which is the mid-cap index. There's the S&P 600, which is the small-cap index. We need to go into those indexes to find values, stocks that are trading at a discount to the index, at a discount to the market, at a discount to their growth rate, but at the same time, a lot of the stocks that are trading at discounts represent junk. They're trading there for a reason, aren't they? They're just not very good companies. But there's some good companies, believe it or not, that from time to time slip through the cracks. Maybe they're not as popular as DuPont or Kimberly-Clark or some of the others that we hear about on a daily basis on the big financial channels. But there's some good stocks nevertheless. Let's take a look at one that I own currently in my moderate risk account. Moderate risk is for folks that aren't aggressive and they're not out there conservative. They're in the middle. They still want some growth from their accounts. United Rentals, well, they still want some moderate growth. They don't want to take too much risk, but they don't want to tone it down too much. United Rentals kind of fits in the center of all of that. It's a $10 billion market cap company, making it a mid-cap stock. United Rentals, I've talked about many times, and I've owned it off and on many times over the years. They provide construction and industrial equipment rentals and sales throughout 881 locations in the U.S. and Canada. Okay, who hasn't been to a rental yard to rent some kind of piece of equipment that you don't own at home for this weekend's project? Now, I used to do that. I lived on some acreage out in the country. Yes, there is some acreage out in the country in San Diego. You know, an area where we consider a quarter of an acre. I live on some land. No, I had a little bit of land, and it was covered with brush and noxious weeds and rattlesnakes and rabbits and coyotes and all kinds of critters that I had to try to keep at bay. Just keeping them at bay, I mean, it's just constant. It's a constant battle. So every once in a while, there'd be a project where I'd have to rent an extra big chainsaw for the weekend. I'd come home with the chainsaw, and the kids would run. Oh, no. Dad's gone nuts. Run. But anyways, there's a lot more money in renting that chainsaw to a guy like me, a weekend warrior, than there is in selling it one time. The rental business. Buy something and rent it out over and over again. That's the old income model. That's the old residual income model. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? And that's what United Rentals does for a living. In fact, they've consolidated a bunch of these equipment rental yards across America, bought up a lot of the little mom and pop ones, and consolidated it into United Rentals. This was a $4 stock in 2008. Today, it's a $104 stock. Okay, at the bottom of the recession, nobody was going to a rental yard to do projects around the home. Instead, they were going through the want ads looking for a new job after getting laid off. Or who needs to do a project at a home that's just been foreclosed upon? I guess maybe the new people had to do some work. But there was a lot of turmoil back in 2008. And URI got clear down to $4 per share. And now it's $104 per share. It's one of the rare stocks in the Gunderson Best Stock Now system, which currently has 4,079 stocks in it and growing all the time. This stock actually is ranked number 62, and it's a trophy winner. I think I only have 11 or 12 trophy winners in the whole database, all right? And here's why it's a trophy winner. Over the last 10 years, United Rentals, which is now a mid-cap, I can remember when it was a small cap, has tripled the returns of the market, 19.1% per year, while the market's delivered 6. Over the last 5 years, 49% per year, while the market's delivered 12. And over the last 3 years, 33% per year. It gets a performance grade of A. But where I really want to focus is on the valuation. Man, I'm critical, highly critical. I'm demanding. I'm a hard guy to please. I want some very nice valuations. Okay? Forward P.E. ratio on United Rentals is 11. The market's trading at a P.E. of 20 and a forward P.E. of somewhere between 15, 16, 17. United Rentals is trading at just 11 times forward earnings. It's been growing those earnings over the last 5 years by 96% per year. You know what? I think I'm going to go out and buy some chainsaws and some generators and some little bobcats and rent them out. I'm going to get out of this business. 96% per year growth over the last 5 years, and yet it's only trading at 11 times forward earnings. Now, this has been a pretty volatile stock over the years. It's cyclical, but it's in a good cycle right now. They're expected to continue to grow by about 18% per year going forward. This chainsaw massacre stock is trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. Somebody took a chainsaw to its P.E. ratio, trimmed it all the way down to 11. It's expected to grow by 17, which gives me a PEG ratio of 0.61. I find it very favorable from a valuation point of view. No guarantees. There's so much that can happen. I had a stock. I bought it Monday. And on Tuesday, I mean, this thing looked, had everything I liked. Here comes an SEC investigation into the company. Luckily, it was only a 2.5 overall percent position in my portfolio. Hopefully, it will recover from that. But anything can happen when you buy a stock. That's why I recommend being diversified. I own 30 to 40 stocks in my aggressive growth account, which is where this disaster occurred on Tuesday. Spills happen. I haven't had one happen like that in a long time. I go, wow, what luck. The very next day, but that happens. United Rentals right now is one that I own in that in a moderate risk portfolio. And it currently comes in at number 62 out of 4,078. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, Would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, King Dollar has been in a downtrend now for the last 2 months. Remember, that was one of the bugaboos that caused this flat quarter that we just had. So it's good to see the dollar falling again. In fact, this week's retail sales report also led to a drop in the U.S. dollar, which is bullish for the market, bullish for commodities, and bullish for multinational stocks that have been hurt by a very strong dollar. We're also seeing the interest rate picture back off just a little bit. Man, we got clear up to 2.30. I think we're at 2.16, something like that. So that sudden rise in interest rates has backed off a little bit. And that's also helping the market a little bit. But the biggest thing that I pointed out in the first quarter of the show is the rebound in the European economy. all of a sudden, Europe is growing faster than America. We grew at 0.2% in the first quarter of this year. Europe grew by 0.4%, and the four largest economies for the first time since 2010 all grew. Those economies being Germany, France, Italy, and Spain. And lastly, China, which has cooled off a little bit for now, got some more weak data recently, and it looks like China will continue to cut interest rates, and they have quite a bit to go. They're at, I think, 6.5% somewhere in there right now, and they're kind of taking it 0.25% at a time. And I continue to like, in addition to stocks in the U.S., like the one I just featured, that is trading at a discount to the market and a discount to its growth rate, there's still stocks in the U.S. like that. In fact, I'm going to give you another example here coming up next in a large cap drug stock. But I also have to go outside of the U.S. a little bit to find some companies that look good from a valuation and a relative strength momentum point of view. I like those two factors coming together, relative strength and value. Now, the market's pretty flat. The market hasn't gone much so far this year. It's up about 1 or 2%. So trying to make something out of this year's market has been pretty tough. In fact, really for the last 12 to 18 months, it's been pretty tough to make anything out of this market. That's all we can do is the best that we can do. I still believe that stocks are the best place to be. I do not like bonds at all. So for that conservative part of someone's portfolio, that should have a conservative part of their portfolio, I prefer large cap dividend paying stocks as opposed to lending money in the way of debt and buying bonds of companies that are issuing debt. I do not like the bond market. But I do like large cap dividend paying stocks. This one that I'm going to feature next doesn't pay a huge dividend, but it does pay a dividend. It pays 0.4%. But what it offers is the potential for some pretty good capital gains on top of that 0.4%. McKesson is a $54 billion market cap company headquartered in San Francisco, California, in the Bay Area. They distribute medical, ethical drugs, health and beauty products, and medical supplies and equipment to pharmacies and hospitals. And it definitely qualifies as a best stock now, coming in at number 153 out of 4,079. So it has to have that combination of valuation, attractive valuation, not unattractive valuation. I'm a valuation watcher. Remember the song, I'm a girl watcher, blah, blah. I'm a valuation watcher. I look for cheap values. And I see right now that this thing is trading at a PEG ratio of 1.06. But let's talk about the performance first. Over the last 12 months, McKesson, MCK, is up 32%. The market's up 10%. Hey, it's tripled the returns of the market. In fact, I've owned it for quite some time here at Gunderson Capital Management. I own it in my conservative growth account, and I own it in my growth an income account because it pays a dividend. I would rather own a bunch of stocks like this and make up a nice diversified portfolio of dividend paying stocks as opposed to the alternative of owning a bunch of bonds, whether they be government bonds, whether they be corporate bonds, whether they be muni bonds, because I think there's risk to principal. I think that the bond market has entered into a new long-term bear market. And I don't want to stand in the way of a bear. I saw some people the other day, they were showing a film of them. I think they were up at Yellowstone or something. They're trying to get their pictures taken next to a bear. You know, that's not real smart. And pretty soon the bears were chasing them and they were all running for their cars. That's me. When I see a bear waking up out of his cave like the bond market, I run for my car, get out of Dodge, man. I'm headed down the hill back to the hotel. Anyways, McKesson over the last 3 years has delivered 38% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 15.7%. How can you argue with those results? Just like Bruce Bochy. He's not a 500 manager. We got rid of Bochy here in San Diego because he couldn't take us to the promised land. Now, instead, we hire a pitcher, a San Diego State pitcher, former pitcher. Pitchers don't make good managers. I don't know what it is. It's the catchers that make the good managers. They call the game. They're the quarterback of the team. They see the whole field. The pitcher just sees home plate. Anyways, that's just my two cents. Bochy's produced results. Bud Black is not. Over the last 3 years, McKesson has produced results. The CEO of McKesson can manage my team. He's put 37% per year into investors' pockets while the market's put 16. And over the last 5 years, he's doubled the returns of the market. He gets a performance grade, and I'm sure it's not just he. It might even be a she. I'm sure he's got plenty of help. Lots of managers, CFOs, sales managers. People working in the labs, everywhere, salespeople knocking on doors. A company needs a lot of people to function and to be successful and to grow their earnings. And McKesson's done a fine job of that. It's a team. A company is a team. They know how to play together as a team. Now, from a valuation point of view, because this is really critical, in today's market, where the market is trading fully valued right now, the S&P 500. Doesn't mean that it's trading fully valued on next year's earnings, however. There's where the hope lies that the market can continue to go up because we're looking for earnings to resume their growth towards the end of this year, the last two quarters of this year. And then we're back to hopefully some decent growth in 2016. We take it a day at a time, a week at a time. But right now it looks like that's the scenario that will play out. McKesson is currently trading at 18 times forward earnings. Okay, about a market multiple. But it's a superior stock, as I've just shown. This is a company that deserves an A. When I put McKesson up against all the other companies out there with their performance, they are at the top of the heap. A. They get a target price, well, a PEG ratio, that's even more important, because they're expected to grow by 17% per year. So they get a PEG ratio of right about 1.06. I get a five-year target price on McKesson of $415. It's currently trading at $235. And look at that. It's breaking out to new highs today because they reported better than expected earnings. It's funny how best stocks now seem to report better than expected earnings, although there's disappointments every now and again. There's no getting around that. I had two this week. Man, earnings season always creates extra volatility. McKesson qualifies currently as a best stock now, and it's one that I have a fairly large position in my large cap growth accounts and in my growth and income accounts. In fact, it comes in at number 153 out of 4,079. I like McKesson right now. I'm not recommending it as a purchase. I'm just saying that as a best stock now, it qualifies. It gets an overall grade of A-, and you can look below what A- equates to. Now, where can you find the very best dividend-paying stocks? Maybe you agree with me that the bond market looks dicey right now. Now, where can you find 25, 30, 40 stocks like McKesson to build yourself a nice little income dividend portfolio? You still got to water it. You still got to weed it. You still got to tend it. Sometimes that's where I come in if you choose. But I publish in my newsletter a growth and income account. You can get that by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I keep saying that, I'm finding better value in the stock market than I am in the bond market. And I'm on a continuous search for value. And even Warren Buffett said last Monday that he's finding better value in the stock market than the bond market. He says that the bond market, to him, is overvalued. And I agree. And I think a lot of areas of the stock market are overvalued. But there's a lot of value still within the United States of America. And I listed a couple that I still like here in the U.S. that I still find to be attractively valued. One was a mid-cap and one was a large-cap. Where else does one search for value right now? Well, I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend the cheapest countries in the world as far as the P.E. ratios of their stock markets. That list was in my newsletter over the weekend, last weekend. I listed probably 20 countries, something like that, and their P.E. ratios. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to take a look at the newsletter, which I spent a lot of extra time on again this past weekend because I'm forced to search for value outside of the United States and outside of the traditional areas of the market. I'm finding individual stocks that are still undervalued. I just gave two examples, but I'm also finding overseas values. I listed one country as being low single digit PE ratio, in fact in the 10 area, that being China. And I listed several ways that you can play China. And obviously, you can do it the broad approach. You can buy a China index, ETF. My problem with indexes, although in some cases they come in handy, especially the leveraged indexes where you can get a 2-to-1 return, 2-to-1 leverage, which cuts both ways, remember. It also goes down 2-to-1. It goes up 2-to-1. Sometimes indexes come in handy, but there's individual stocks within those indexes, okay? And you can buy those individual stocks. You can find out what stocks an index is made up of. And then you can look at those individual stocks. And in fact, I'm putting a lot of foreign stocks into my app. I've added quite a few. And when you go to the rankings overall of the stocks every day and you focus on that top 200-300, you're going to find a lot of names with strange symbols that you haven't seen before. Well, you can find equivalents for those symbols that trade here in the U.S. Most of them, a lot of them, trade on the over-the-counter pink sheets, which are a little bit thinner. But remember, these aren't penny stocks. Okay, when you think pink sheets, you think, uh-oh, here's a stock trading for 6 cents. It's being pumped on the internet. No. We're talking about $240 billion companies, which I gave an example of in my newsletter over the weekend. I said, look, here's J.P. Morgan, $240 billion. Here's how J.P. Morgan has performed over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years. And here's how this stock over here next to it from China has performed over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years. The Chinese stock has ran circles around J.P. Morgan. Why? Because it's been growing by 23% per year, while the American stock has been growing by 7% per year. And the Chinese stock has got a lower P.E. ratio. So I'm forced to look outside of traditional nooks and crannies for value. And I'm finding some in individual companies in China. The China market's up 20% so far this year. Why? Well, one of the reasons is it's got a lower P.E. ratio. And there's a lot of guys like me that are searching for value, looking for cheaper P.E.s, forward P.E.s, and looking for superior growth. And that's where we're finding it. And we're also finding in areas of the world that are receiving, on the receiving end of quantitative easing. The punch bowl in the U.S. is back to just fruit punch right now. And it probably will remain that way for quite some time. It had a little gasoline in that punch bowl, little nitrogen in that gas tank over the last several years, while the Fed juiced the economy through quantitative easing, through bond buyback, all kinds of different ways to get more out of the market and out of the economy than they normally would get. But now that effort has moved overseas. And I did a whole primer in the last several newsletters on how you can get exposure to overseas market, which I've avoided like the plague for the last several years. But now the cycle is changing. Everything runs in cycles, and the cycle for the international markets has improved dramatically here in 2015, as our market has kind of run its course for now. Although I'm pretty optimistic about next year in the U.S. markets, and it won't be long until our U.S. markets begin to look to next year. Anyways, hey, that newsletter is a pretty good read every week, and I am just absolutely determined to make that the best newsletter. I've subscribed to a lot of newsletters in the last 30 years, and I've tried to take the best of all worlds and incorporate it into my own way of thinking, my own way of looking at the market, and I give you my observations, my honest observations, every single week in that newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. And we manage money for folks all over America, from Hawaii to Sarasota and all places in between, including my home state of California. If you'd like to talk to us, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. We got a lot of nice people here that would be happy to talk to you and put you in touch with me so that I can manage your accounts. We have different styles. We have income accounts. We have aggressive growth. And we have in the middle, ETF, mutual funds. Different ways, because everybody's a little bit different, and we do our best to tailor it specifically for your needs. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can just go to our website at pwstreet.com. All right, have a great day, everybody. Okay, so I'm gonna bring...
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.